This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. By now, you've probably heard at least pieces of a bizarre tale that's been dubbed Pizzagate. The story, fueled by conspiracy theorists on social media and fake news sites, involved false claims of a child sex ring supposedly operating in tunnels beneath a Washington, D.C. restaurant called Comet Ping Pong. The pre-election conspiracy stories alleged that Hillary Clinton was behind the supposed sex ring. On Sunday, another figure emerged in this strange drama, one from much closer to home. 28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina, was arrested in the nation's capital. Police said he walked into the Comet Ping Pong carrying several weapons, including an AR-15 assault-style rifle, and fired a gun inside the restaurant. Welch reportedly told investigators he drove to Washington, D.C. to see if child sex slaves were being held captive, and if so, to try and help rescue them. So who is Edgar Welch? Josh Bergeron of the Salisbury Post has been looking into that. He joins us now. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. Edgar Welch is known to police in the Salisbury area. You and others have reported about a criminal record that includes some drug, alcohol, and traffic charges, right?
That's correct. We know that as early as 2007, there were two drug charges, and he pled guilty to those. And there was also, in 2007, there was an alcohol-related charge where he was drinking underage. And so that those are the earliest criminal records that that exist for Edgar Welch and that are on file. And those were both in Cabarrus County.
More recently, just in October of this year, Welch was involved in an accident in which a teenager was struck. Do you know more about that?
So there was a 13-year-old boy who was walking along the side of a road called Harrison Road. It's right next to the Food Lion warehouse. And the boy was walking along the side of the road with some friends. At the time, the boy's friends who we talked to on the scene told us that he was carrying a skateboard. And so what the witnesses at the scene told us at the time were that this car was speeding along and the kid was walking along the side of the road and just sort of hit him, you know, just as the boy is walking on the side of the street. Now, Edgar Welch has not been charged yet in that incident, and we don't know if he will be.
Mr. Bergeron, in your reporting for the Salisbury Post, are you talking to other people around town? Are you learning anything more about Edgar Welch from other conversations that you're having that might play into this?
We've tried to get in touch with family members and friends, but they've either told us that they don't want to talk about it or they have not returned our calls. You know, people sort of know the Welch family very well around here. The Welch family is one that has been a prominent family. The grandfather used to own the local radio station here. He was a county commissioner. His dad was a register of deeds until 2014. And so people were sort of surprised by the fact that this guy from Salisbury was involved.
For Salisbury as a community, is this maybe a blip on the radar, or is this something that you think may sort of stick with the community for some time to come in any way?
I think that it's sort of an odd story, but this actually is not the largest story in Salisbury right now. The largest story in Salisbury right now has to do with a 7-year-old girl that was shot and killed. A good number of people are aware of this story, but there may be some people that actually are not aware that people's attention is on some violent incidents that are occurring locally.
Josh Bergeron with the Salisbury Post, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's 12 minutes before 6, and the story that Josh Bergeron just referred to involved the fatal shooting last weekend of 7-year-old Ayanna Allen. Authorities say someone shot into the home where the girl was sleeping at around 4:20 a.m. Sunday. Ayanna was killed and her grandmother was wounded. Salisbury police are still investigating that shooting, along with another fatal shooting that occurred about 3 hours earlier outside a club. Police haven't determined whether those incidents were connected.